Well, welcome to the segment for the prayers, and as we come into a prayer of agreement with us and for, and we lift up the ones that we know about and the ones that we don't know about. If you click on the slide portion, it'll bring you up to the list that we, the ones that we have that have requested for us to be on our prayer line. But all are in need of prayers, and we want to lift up anybody, and even if we don't know who they are or what they're praying for, we want to seek God's guidance and wisdom and to pray of a prayer of agreement. You know, we've been doing this series, the church, for a long time now about Jesus as your friend. And as I'm thinking about prayers today, and I'm thinking, how many friends do we have? How many friends do you have? And who are they? Because if you have a typical friend range or casual acquaintance in those that you have relationships, sometimes friends are closer than brothers and sisters, and friends can share affection and companionship and confidences and consideration and devotion and esteem and faithfulness, friendships and harmony and helpfulness and loyalty, partnership and support, sympathy and trust and understanding. Friends are a special group of people, and God is our very best friend. Can you say amen? So friendship is a role for all friendships, including our friendship with God. God called us friends, if you remember, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful thing to do. So what do friends do? We also pray for one another. We lift up one another. And yet so often as we approach prayer, we approach it sometimes like a one-way telephone conversation, forgetting that God wants to speak and answer our prayer, and we can talk to God. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing, this thing called prayer, because in the Psalm chapter 9, verse 12, it says that God does not ignore our prayers. In Psalm 145, 18, it says our prayers bring us into the presence of God in Jesus' name. And in Matthew 7, 7, tells us that God honors persistent prayer. And then in James chapter 1, verse 5, it says God will give you wisdom if, you know, I love the buts and the yes, if you ask for it. And then also in James chapter 5, verse 16, he says a sincere prayer brings wonderful results. And then John, little John chapter 5, verse 14, says God hears our prayers when they are in line with his will. That's what the Lord's Prayer is all about. And we do come in a prayer of agreement with and for those ones that we know about. And more importantly, for the world that we live in, because the world is a hurting world, and Jesus come to give us hope and straighten us out, and he will. And if he can't do it now with prayer and everything, he's going to do it when he returns. That's the promise we have. So as we pray the prayer that Jesus taught, think about it. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, hear this church, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. And all of God's people said, amen. Have a blessed day.